decoding error probabilities, a case for statistical estimation. We have seen that sending a bit on the binary symmetric channel is essentially a Bernoulli trial. There are two possible outcomes. Either you have correct transmission or a success, or you have a bit error, that is a failure. We also introduced error control, which means that we send k-bit message words. We encode the message word to an n-bit channel word, which we send. And the decoder on the other side will try to estimate the original message, compensating for any errors in the channel. Again, we get either correct decoding or a decoding error. So again, we have a Bernoulli trial. We have a success probability P and an error probability, which we will call PE. And this PE is of course a critical parameter of the system, and we would very much like to know that error probability. So how can we find out? And we disregard the simple systems where PE can be found analytically. How can we do it when analysis fails us? The system is too complex. This is a case of two mirror worlds. You have the concrete world where you experiment, you can observe values, and the abstract world, theory, probability distributions. PE is on that side. It is an abstract notion. It is a parameter of the probability distribution. It is unknown. We don't know the value. If you take a Platonic view on this, this is the world of ideas or world of forms. And on the other side, you have the world of things, the world of things that we can observe. We can carry out an experiment and count errors. That gives us an observed value. Running experiments, we work with stochastic variables. The abstract world will describe the probability distribution, but the only thing we can observe is the stochastic variables. Based on observations, we can try to estimate the unknown values, such as PE, but we can't know PE. So that process of estimation, statistical estimation, it's a key area of statistics. So let's recall the Monte Carlo simulator. We test our coding system n times. We record the number x of errors. X is a stochastic variable. What is the probability distribution of this value x? We have already seen that x is the result of n Bernoulli trials. So we are just counting successes or failures in those Bernoulli trials. So x is clearly binomially distributed. We have the value n trials, and the error probability was PE. So now we treat the error as a success. So this is the error probability, the success probability. What you call a success and what you call a failure is entirely arbitrary from a statistical point of view. So that is the distribution. That is what we know about the stochastic variable. So, if we compare now experiment and theory, we want to find this PE. And what we can observe, it's the fixed value n and the stochastic variable x. Now x is binomially distributed n PE. So here you have at least some link between the two worlds. Now if we observe a lot of x's, n x's, we know that the expected value of x is n times p. If we divide by n, we get p. So here you have again that link. This value x over n is commonly known as the error rate. And this observation that the expected value of x over n of the error rate is equal to PE is key to trying to estimate PE. This means that xn is approximately equal to PE with high probability. It's not certain that you get an approximate equality here, but the probability is high that the approximation holds. And the larger the n, the higher probability, the better approximation. So this is an example of a point estimator. The error rate is a stochastic variable. The expected value of the error rate is equal to the error probability. So please do not mix up those two. Error rate and error probability are not the same thing. If you observe enough instances of x, we can make an opinion of the approximate value of the expected value of r, or p. The error rate is equal to the error probability with high probability. And this is the criteria to say that r is an estimator for p. And remember this, this estimator is a stochastic variable. So, it is quite reasonable to say that the error rate approximates the error probability. But because of randomness, it is possible that you run an experiment and get an error rate which is far off the error probability. So it's not an approximation in the deterministic sense. It should really be called an estimate. Thank you.